This is a podcast from thesamplecast.com, Volume 1, Episode 8. Hey everybody, I'm Reuben Cornell and welcome to this week's episode of the Samplecast podcast. I want to give a special thanks right at the top of the show to everybody that's contacted us on Facebook and Twitter this week. There's normally quite a lot of activity, but this week has been out of this world. There's been a lot of people tweeting about the show and sharing the links on Facebook, so thank you if you're one of those people. It's really appreciated, it helps me keep going with the show and gives me enthusiasm to keep up this crazy project. If you haven't already, please take a look at the YouTube show where you can have a look at all these products in action and see exactly what they look like. So let's get on with the show.
Roundup.
I mentioned at the end of last week's show that I was heading off to Germany, to Frankfurt and to Music Messe. It was a really fantastic show. I had a great time there. I met loads of old friends and made a lot of new ones as well. We had a really good time with the guys from Best Service, Isotope and lots of the other stands as well. So here I'm going to bring you things that I personally tried out at the show and I think are going to go far and will be released within the next few weeks. Firstly, I want to talk about a piece of software from Audionamics. It's ADX Tracks 3. It's an update to some existing software which is out there at the moment and you can buy. Basically, it's isolation software for separating vocals from backing tracks. And this is really useful for DJs, anyone who does mashups, or anyone who wants to get instrumentals from full tracks. Using automated algorithms and spectral editing, you can rip vocals out of existing tracks. And version 3 is going to be released quite soon, as far as I'm aware. The guys at the stand were really helpful. I had some hands-on practice with the software, and it was super easy. I have to say, I was really surprised how effective this kind of separation worked. So have a look at that at Audionamics' website. The guys at Best Service had a couple of things for me to try. The first was Eduardo Taralonte's Choir, or Choir, not sure, but it's African Voices for Contact. And that comprises of six singers, which can be used together in an ensemble, or you can separate them out. There's four male singers and two female. And the voices come from Uganda, and they sound completely authentic. I was really blown away with the sound of this library, but also the interface. You'll see it when I perhaps review it or put it in a roundup in the next few weeks. The interface is really cool. There's a phrase builder system here with long and short syllables and true legato for vowels as well. In addition to the sung phrases, there's additional soundscapes and also vocal effects, including some very typical African songs and poems, things like that as well. It should be released in May 2016 via Best Service, so I can't wait to show you more information about that as and when.
Thank you.
I also got to have a look at Trinity Drums from Sonoscore. You might not be familiar with the name Sonoscore, but they produced Action Strings and Emotive Strings, which are available from Native Instruments. So this is their next product, and it's cinematic and modern drums. And this covers everything from electro beats to pounding percussion for cinema trailers. It's created in part by the guys that do those boom libraries. I know they're quite popular with people that do trailer scoring. I popped over to the SoftTube stand. They program plugins which are licensed to many different companies, and they were showing off their modular synth plugin, which I had a little play with. It's pretty fun. It's got 6 different DIRPFA modules and 20 utility modules, which you can chain together in a typical kind of analog synth style. And they're going to release add-ons at later dates as well. And this should be out for purchase in May of 2016. Should be $99, I've heard, for the basic version, but there will be extensions, as I say, as the months go by. Interview. In this week's composer interview, I've managed to get hold of one of the brains behind Hybrid Fluids Volume 1 from Last Haven Productions. Now, this is a 20 gigabyte library compressed to 10 gigs, runs in the full version of Kontakt, and it's full of modern sound design synths, a synth emulated orchestra, and cinematic effects as well. There's lots of effects on board, in fact, and there's a couple of cool engines on there as well. In fact, it all comes together really nicely to produce a useful Kontakt instrument. So let's hear Sergei Zubarev talking about Hybrid Fluids Volume 1, and we'll hear one of his tracks which uses the library. Sadly, before we were due to record this interview, Sergei's main microphone decided to die on him, so he had to use his auxiliary microphone. So apologies for the sound quality for this interview, but the information is quite fascinating, I think you'll agree.
Hey guys, this is Sergei from The Last Haven. Thanks to Samplecast for this interview. Let me introduce myself. I am a composer, sound designer, and a sample library developer. As a composer, I often participate in the albums by Imagine Music. Also, one of my tracks is featured in End of Silence's new album called Ravage. And I took part in Epic Music VN's album called Odyssey. As a sound designer and sample library developer, I have already created 7 sample libraries for Kontakt. The idea of this library came to me about a year ago when I was creating some hybrid orchestral tracks. I decided to create a sample library and a tool that can perfectly work with traditional orchestra. Also, I've got big inspiration with the tracks by Sonic Symphony, Really Slow Motion, and other trailer companies. And so the result of this idea is about 20 gigabytes of uncompressed sounds, effects, and playable instruments. Well, Hybrid Fluids Volume 1 contains 3 main sections: sound design, playable instruments, and a full synth rendered cinematic orchestra. You can hear both 3 categories in my demo Electro 3. Except staccatissimo from Cinematic Strings 2, The demo is created entirely with Hybrid Fluids Volume 1. In this demo, I used no compression, no third-party plugins, only Isotope Zone 5 for mastering purposes. There I used Exciter, Stereo Widener, and Maximizer. So everything you hear in the demo is almost out of the box. The effects section was a really large field for experiments for me. Though it's not the biggest part of the library, the effects took about 6 months to develop. Sometimes I used about 100 layers per sound, so they are really powerful and complicated. I've got both tunnel and non-tunnel boomers. You can hear them in the demo on the outbeats. I've got a lot of downers. They vary from soft to hard, and you can also hear them in the demo. I have also created many risers and a couple of pulses. And also, I have done some experimental sounds. They are strikers, kind of transitional sounds. They are growls that have some features of drones, boomers, and impacts, and droppers which slowly go an octave down. The section of playable instruments features a couple of short keys and short basses. And the main idea of this library, the cinematic orchestra, a synth orchestra that can perfectly work with traditional orchestra. I have rendered four main sections: strings, brass, woodwinds, and unpitched or untuned percussion. Strings, brass, and woodwinds are recorded in both sustains and staccato, and all four sections are recorded in two imitations of mic positions, close and far. Well, you can hear all that in the same demo I have presented.
The Big Review.
This week our big review is Cyborg by Big Fish Audio. It runs in at $200, but at the moment it has a small intro discount of $50 that should be running for the next few days after the airing of the show. Just check the description below and see if that applies. The library is 8.4 gigabytes and it runs in the full version of Kontakt, but also the Kontakt player as well, so don't panic if you haven't got the full version, you can run that in the player. The concept behind the library is that it's an organic, live and synthesized hybrid scoring module for Kontakt, and it's full of those kind of hybrid cinematic effects that you'll be well used to from trailer scores and underscoring for modern cinema. So I want to get a couple of things out of the way. First off, as you probably know, I'm not a big fan of massive Kontakt interfaces with few controls on there, and Cyborg is guilty of that. On the interface you've got EQ controls, there's delay, distortion, lo-fi, limiter, and a reverb with 10 different presets. There's also ADSR controls and a filter as well, which can be assigned to a few different shapes. So I have to get it off my chest. The interface is a nice design, but it's just too big. The controls could do with numbers as well, showing the amounts and percentages that they're representing. It's all a little bit basic on there. One other fact as well is that you can't MIDI learn the ADSR knobs or the filters. Personally, I like to have a low or high pass filter assigned to the mod wheel. You can't do that from within the interface. You could probably go into the edit panel and adjust it, but not everybody knows how to do that. So that would be really useful. You've got five categories of sounds within this library. There's drones and atmospheres, drums and percussion, guitars and basses, keyboards and miscellaneous instruments, and finally cinematic effects. The categorization is broad, it could be better. For example, the tempo sync loops and one-shot percussion hits and kits should, in my opinion, be separate categories because it's not really clear from the names exactly what's what. Some loop patches aren't even named as loop patches. For example, here you've got action trailer drums. That could be a one-shot or it's a loop. It's a loop, but I wouldn't have known it from the name. So that could be a little bit better. Let's talk about the mapping of the instruments across the keyboard. It's not complicated to use. There's a green key range that you can play within. But the mapping is a little bit all over the place. Some of the instruments are high, some are low. For example, the patches which only use one sample. So here we're playing a patch called Mr. Robot Arp. There's no reason at all for that arbitrary range. You could play it further up the keyboard and further down the keyboard. The sample's just being stretched to tempo and to key across the keyboard. So it might as well be stretched across the whole keyboard. I don't really know why they've limited that. They could have indicated with different colour keys perhaps what would be the ideal range and what would be an extended range, but that would have been good. You can go into the edit panel and tweak that. Of course, you can extend the mapping ranges, but there shouldn't really be any need to do that. I want to talk about the ADSR controls as well. They're handy. Great that they're there in the first place, but they could be better suited to the material. For example, the drone samples all have baked in attack times, which are quite long, and some of the drones don't even loop. So why not loop them all and set the default attack dialed nice and high so that the users could actually knock that down to zero and start a drone immediately if they wanted to. There could be a little bit more flexibility in those controls. A quick mention for the manual, it's only 3 pages long. It has really basic information about the library. You better hope that you've used a Kontakt Player library before, because otherwise you might get a bit lost with this product if you're new to Kontakt or new to this kind of cinematic sound module. So far, it sounds like I'm really down on this library. Everything I've suggested, they're not deal breakers, but they're all improvements that could be made. I'd really love to see a version 2 of Cyborg with some of those suggestions put into there. But now that critique's out the way, let's talk about the sounds. The sounds are useful. If you don't have a cinematic effects library already, then this is going to be a great starting point. And the effects that are on the interface, they're really handy for shaping the sound, and they work pretty easily, to be honest. There's lots of multis in there that are really great too, including the atmospheres and the keys especially. I particularly like those. Let's have a listen to one of Big Fish Audio's official demos for Cyborg.
www.thesamplecast.com. We'll be right back.
So I don't want you to get the wrong idea about this library. It's a very usable library and the sounds are mostly good. It's also at a good price point, but the trouble is it's hard to recommend it over similar cinematic libraries, of which there are really hundreds out there. However, I think if you manage to pick up Cyborg for the intro discount or perhaps a sale price further down the line, and are comfortable enough with the contact interface that you can tweak the sounds yourselves to make them work for you, then it's a good library to have in your arsenal and you should be happy with the content.
Developer update.
There's a few updates this week that you need to know about to existing software. The first one's from Chocolate Audio and it's an update for their Black Album drums, which run in Kontakt and FExpansion's BFD3 software. There's new presets available and some bug fixes as well. And the drums there are the exact same kit, not just the same style of kit, the exact kit played on Metallica's Black Album. If you've not picked up the drums already, Chocolate Audio are doing a great incentive. There's a free shaper plugin available, which is called the TS1 Transient Shaper by Audiority. So you can click the description down below for more details and have a look at how those two products work together. The next update is an expansion pack for Output's Exhale software, and this is called Ambient Vocals. It runs in at $35. If you've already got Exhale, you'll know how great this is. It's a kind of twisted vocal library that processes vocal sounds in very interesting ways. There's 100 new presets available in this Ambient Vocal pack, so have a look in the description for the link. There's two guitar updates I need to let you know about. The first one is Promenade's Hummingbird acoustic guitar, and that's been updated to version 1.1. There's a few new features in there, including a string skip key switch and pitch bend range configuration as well per string that enables you to make much more realistic guitar tracks than before. Also, the Hummingbird guitar now officially supports the NKS system, which is native control standard. You'll find that on Native Instruments Complete Control keyboards and machine hardware. In fact, a lot of software instruments are being updated so that they specifically use this hardware. Another one is Orange Tree Samples Evolution Dracus. It used to be called Evolution Banshee, but the library's been updated and been given a new name. There have been additional reverbs added, the snapshot system has been overhauled slightly, and there's scripting improvements and bug fixes. I've actually done a tutorial video for this myself over on the Orange Tree Samples site, so check the description below and you can have a look at that. Thank you so much for listening to the Samplecast podcast. There's a new show every single week. You can find out more about the show on thesamplecast.com. You can tweet at thesamplecast, or you can reach me personally on Facebook. Just search for Reuben Cornell. Please share the show with your friends and colleagues if you think they'll enjoy it. And if you're listening on iTunes, please feel free to give us a review and rating. That would be really great. So until next week, bye-bye now.